Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the EG3 podcast, baby. Eddie Greeter III here, folks, for another edition of this podcast. Eddie Greeter III, aka EG3, aka Fast Eddie, all in between here, coming right back at you on this Tuesday, late afternoon. It'll be early evening here in just another half hour, April. And of course, again, interruption. April 28th, 2026. Thank you so much again for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast. Sports running report comes across the desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. This is a postcast part, well, first of two postcasts this week here on the show. We had an episode yesterday that was not postcast, but it was a recap towards Carson Hocevar's big win. Really big win, right in that dictate, baby. Make sure you check that out first before checking out this one. We're going to go back a little bit to last week, pretty much exactly a week ago, where yours truly took the roads again in Iowa. I'll get into that here in just a second, but before that, of course, this is your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much again for checking out this podcast, folks. If you like what you're listening to, especially your friend, of this guy, yeah, the guy that's talking to you right now. Make sure you subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time I update content weekly. Y'all be first to be notified about it. This is the second episode of the week, folks. And usually, all right, so I've been kind of forewarning y'all that been forewarning that we might be coming at you every day. We'll see, because there's been a lot's happened between before that last recording yesterday, last night. The Boston and London, the World Majors, three down, four to go, something like that, or maybe more than that. I don't know anymore with all these additions and whatnot. Sub two performances, signs, it's everything else, all over that. So you want to make sure you be part of this podcast, definitely make sure you hit the subscribe button, like it too long, but every time I update content weekly, y'all will be notified about that. This will be the second episode of the week, and this will definitely come out tonight. So we're not messing around with all the other stuff. So there you go on that. All right, so postcast, Grand Blue Mile. This has been on the radar for the last couple years. I've been after this. And this was after this race, just to have it checked off. So figure, you know what, this podcast, I always take part of the Lawrence Mile, right? The Ad Astra, mile that's in Lawrence, Kansas. We've done that now for the last 3 years. Figure, you know what, hey, let's just go out, see what it's all about. And remember, hey, let's not forget, we did the St. Louis Market Mile last summer out there. Very interesting setup there. And a downhill finish. This race right here brings... this had a unique feel to it, right? And probably, if I would have known about an actual... Now, they did have the original Masters, what they did. The original Masters, what they had in the original... Where I'm going to call it the original Granville Mile. Here, you had what the... 1 mile championships, men and women, and you had, for the first time, apparently, I didn't know about that until I saw folks walking around with Masters bibs behind their backs, and I saw, and I actually went back and double-checked the information there. They put the Masters on, the USTA Masters on, so everybody was out there. I'm gonna get in that here in a minute, cause I got something on that. We got here momentarily on that, but yeah. So by the way, yeah, I was in Des Moines, Iowa, last Tuesday, so a week ago exactly, taking place up there, Des Moines, Iowa. And speaking of that, I am gonna make a decision, a final decision on what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna sign up for that whatever race I decide up for. No, I'm not going to announce it here. No. There is three choices to make. I've whittled it down. And I'm basing it off of, obviously, one in health. I gotta somewhat get... I mean, yeah, I don't know how I pulled off Sunday. I don't know how I pulled that off. Running as fast as I did, and still, I felt like I was in... I'm in good shape. Yes, I'm in good shape, but health-wise, I have not been 100% since what? Let's say last summer. I've been dealing with this, whatever you want to call it, hip flexor, tendonitis, whatever you want to call it, since last fall. And somehow, some way, I don't know if it sure will. I can't tell you that. I don't know if it sure will or not. Sheer will, but to still run as fast as I am, I'm just blown away. I'm just blown away. And, oh yeah, by the way, you're surely, hey, for the second time this year, hey, sub 5 in the building. And I was maybe a little hoping for a little bit more. Maybe I had a feeling maybe around 455 at least. Not trying to go overshoot it, whatever. Not get too much with even few a day. And knowing that I had to run the trolley 4 mile on Sunday, had to try to strategize it a little bit and did just that. And boy, I have, and sitting here right now, boy, I have confidence going into KC Metro Mile. Let's go, 2026. Little over a month away, baby. So, you know, all that said, you know, unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to run New York because other things keep coming up, whatnot, and that's what's very unfortunate to deal. But I had to make that decision. But now, having all that said, you know, running these road races, road miles at least, now put EG3 back on the racetrack, back on the track where he's more comfortable, where you begin. I'm not saying not 100%, but close, actually feeling better. I got a legit chance. And, you know, I might as well get in that mindset now. If you're going to go sub 450 or at least 450 or below, you're going to have to go out there and win the race. That's just point blank. You just can't sit here. I just can't sit here and say, let's just go, you know, let's just do our normal sub 5 and whatnot. Hey, this is acceptable for here, for Des Moines. Very acceptable for here. And, of course, we did that. By plenty. Now we, I don't know how I keep consistently do it, but what was it? A 458 best road mile. That's a road mile best. And a 459. We'll get in how that played out here in a second. But you just can't have that mindset. You can't have that mindset of, we're just going to go do this. Yes. Just to keep it safe, but if at least at this point, I feel like now I've run fast enough now that, all right, now it's time to level up to this field where obviously it's going to be a stacked field. You already know that. You already going to know the players out here, and maybe there might be a new face out there. I don't know, but I have to get in that mindset where, all right, 450, sub 450, or go out there and try to win the race. That is, and knowing my mindset, I want to win it anyway. So that's the mindset I have to approach it. I have to approach it that way. Otherwise, I go in there on and oh, by the way, it's going to be KC Metro Mile. It's going to be on Saturday this year. Saturday night, prime time. I will have to work the next day. That's a Sunday because I had to switch things around a little bit. To make myself available, I was going to ask for it off anyways if I had kept working Saturdays, but I got tired working Saturdays, at least for right now, at least for the time being right now. That could change. That could potentially change. I don't know yet right now, but right now, I was focusing on a moment right now, on this podcast right now. We're working Sundays right now. For right now, that, again, logistics, cards that are currently being played. I'm not gonna go into that right now. Not gonna show you anything right now. Cards on the table right now. We'll have to see what happens. And then if my cards change, then I'll change it back. But right now, as of right now, I'm not changing it because I want to keep Saturdays open right now. I'll have to go back and work on Sunday because, hey, that's why I chose. So, but anyways, I just feel like, I know I feel like I'm jumping the gun way too far out, but not too far out. It's going to be here for you all. No, it's a less than a month out, just a little over a month out, on the side of this year. And who knows? But who knows, with this change to move it to the weekend, we could have some new players in here. So I don't know. We'll just have to see. It's limited spots. It's been at least the last couple years, at least from the first year I did it, where everybody was running and ran one big heat. No, it wasn't. No, it was two heats. Yeah, it was two heats. Yeah, it was two heats the first year when I did it, because I was in the first heat. I've been in the main heat for the last 3 years that we should be in again this time around. And even if you got to run on time to win, you got to run fast anyway. So regardless, you're in the heat A or heat B, I've been in the main heat. And I think they need to switch it up. I think the fast heat was first. I think if you run heat B first and then run the fast heat. Just saying, but we're getting way too excited now. But anyways, flipping it back, flipping the mood, back to Des Moines, the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things Gators Boys, postcast, sub 5, yet again, because a ferocious second half, Eddie Greer, here on this podcast, that EG3 put on him in that second half of that race. All right, but before that race happened, boy, me and somebody else that made a trip to Des Moines, I recognize the club name, the club initials, because I think it was FCTC, whatever that is. He also made a trip. I didn't get his name because I was too worried about, all right, do I need to jump in this or not? Family recognition on my own, not, because there are host of people in this one. This was kind of the lead. Now, there was like two people that are actually racing it. And I caught a nice view. And I parked in the parking garage, right? Because these lots, you have to pay. Right? I ended up, EG3 did it again. I ended up with a good spot. Kind of like baseball. When you go to a baseball game and you find out you pay, well, you already know where you're gonna sit at, but this is a sort of a guessing game, because all right, I had to park it where I can just walk close or jog to get packet pickup and all this other stuff. So I parked in the parking garage, and right there, Grand Avenue, right there, nice view, baby, nice view, y'all, right there. And from where I was at, damn, that finish line is long. That finish line way over there. And you can see families, competitors run right down to that finish line right there. Dang, I didn't have to pay. Well, what was it, ended up being like $5? Yeah, $5. Ain't nothing. So right there, you can see everybody. Now, obviously, the race started on the other side of the street. What was that name of that street? It was not Chestnut. It was not Chestnut. It was another street that it was. But anyways, yeah. But everything finished. But the main street that I was thinking about that comes up to my mind, obviously, Grand Avenue, Grand Blue Mile, running down there. All right, so we're pretty much running in a rectangle, skinny rectangle. You're starting over there on that street. That's gonna bug me for the rest of the night. But anyway, so you're over there. The recreational family mile started first, because I didn't have a sticker. Everybody else had stickers. Now, there were some people that didn't have stickers and whatnot. And I think, well, I do know now that was a competitive mile, because I'm looking at everybody's bib and saying, I'm seeing pink stickers, green stickers, blue stickers. What? Do I chop in here, or do I wait for the competitive mile? And I did ask the MC, and he said, yeah, you're in a competitive mile because you don't have a sticker. So do not jump in here. Do not jump in here. So yep. So that's what I did not do. And I had to wait an extra hour. So I had to warm up back again and get ready for the, and I actually did a kind of a 3/4 whole wardrobe change because I didn't like the shoes I was wearing. So I had to do a 75% change of the uniform I was going to wear for this race. So there's that. So I felt much better about that. And then after all was said and done, and we all went together in kind of heat waves. Yes, heat waves where there was masters, girls competitive, masters competitive, and then all of a sudden you have men's masters, masters competitive, and all this other stuff like that. So finally, we're off and running, and I gotta tell you, man, I gotta say, for those of y'all guys out here, jump me, y'all got bamboozled, because it felt like, not necessarily Chicago, but it felt like that. Because everybody hopped to the front. Everybody wanted to be front of the line. Let's push this little guy. Let's push this guy. Move this guy out of the side. Boom, 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 boom. Like, all right, I'm gonna let y'all have that. And of course, the start was absolutely. Now, look, I don't know how I ran good in the first 400. I don't know how I managed that. But the second 400 was really a head scratcher, because that. I have not put together my best mile sitting here saying that. Now, again, I've been noted on this podcast. I've been saying all along that, you know, I'm not the best road miler. So I can give two craps about the road mile. But it's like, all right, if I'm going to run my best mile in June, I got to get, all right, my body's got to get accustomed. All right, you know, what's this, what's that, right? And luckily I had to watch on. So I had every 400 beep at me. So that was helpful for me. That helps me because on the track, I already know what time it is, but I have to watch on anyway, but I'm not paying no damn attention to watch. I'm trying to bob and weave through these guys that jump me through at the start line. So the first 400 was good. Second 400 was the slowest. Compared to the Lawrence Mile, where the last 400 was the very slowest, I completely died. So, and it somehow made sub 5. So, I wanted to be sure that I was not dying. didn't fade away in the last 4. I wanted to make sure I would finish strong, in which I clearly did that. And so, I made it a point, all right, when I get to the drum line, when they're dancing, having a nice rhythm, you know what I'm saying? When I get to that point, it's hammer down time. It's hammer down time right there. I ain't waiting. I made my mind up. When I heard that those drums rolling, when that drum line dancing and moving around the street, Grand Avenue Street, I was going to say, look, I made my mind up right there. I didn't make my mind up during the race or anything like that. I didn't say, oh, it's time to move on. It's time to go. Hey, Eddie, wake up. Time to go. No. I said, look, we're going to make this move right here, and we're going to full send it. We're going to full send. I don't care if I'm up. Well, we weren't up in the front. I was not up in the front. I had to come from behind. Literally. So we're going to, once I got to the other side to Grand Avenue, I was going to book that thing. I was going to ride that Dente, baby. And that is exactly what I did. That second half was awesome. Compared to what Lawrence was. Now the third 400 in Lawrence was awesome. The last 400 sucked. Because I ran out of gas. Here. Ooh. Woo. Boy, your boy felt strong. And that second half, I was like, all right, we're going to turn up a little bit. So I looked at the watch, like, all right, ooh, we're in good. We're feeling good. All right, we're right where I need to be, baby, right here. Stay right here. And then I picked it up some more. And all them guys and everybody, for what reason, hauled up the middle of the street. So you know what? I'm going to follow this guy in black all the way out. I'm going to make my own lane, go right to the outside. I'm going to first follow him. and try to run him down too. Whoever jumped me in front of that starlight, you. And especially that guy in that orange, boy. Get to the back. Pass you. Yep, you're out of here. That was fun, man. That feeling where you save a little bit. Enemy, they all say, hey, whether you're running a marathon, half marathon, they'll tell you, oh, don't go like an asshole. Do not be that dude that shows out and then runs out of gas. Lawrence, I didn't go out that hard. I didn't go out that fast. I followed a competitor, a teammate, so that's a competitor of mine. I categorize that a little differently. I didn't go out too fast there. I just ran out of gas toward in that last 100, and that sucked. Cause again, if I put the whole thing together, y'all, Kansas City, y'all in trouble. Everybody's in trouble. And I said that to my dear friend, and I told my coach that I think maybe it's not fair because going back to the Metro Mile 2 years ago now, that was awesome. Having that ability, you know, after running in the second pack, right, and then digging deep, battling that guy, and all of a sudden have enough juice to repass a couple of teammates and almost get to the point where you almost ran down the fourth and third place guy. So it's like, all right, if I can figure out a way, and maybe that's why my mindset has changed. All right, none of this, let's be safe on the safe side. If you're gonna run that fast, you might as well put yourself in that mindset. You're gonna try to win the race. And I need, and I'm saying that for myself. And for you guys, it might be different. But you guys and gals, it might be different. But for me, at least, this has become the big race. Because, obviously, you know, we weren't able to run New York. I said my piece on that. I moved on. Right? There's plenty of other racing. There's other miles to get. And we still got this one. Now, again, sitting here saying that right now, I got a few more minutes on this podcast before I got to get ready for a call here in a few minutes. Oh, my goodness. Damn it. I said it again. I said it again. That's a few more pennies in the big piggy bank. My other podcast, the Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things KZ Sports. Again, that's why I probably can say, used to saying it because it's an everyday podcast. You're a K-State fan. Shameless plug on here. Eddie, damn it. But shameless plug, but we're going to plug it anyway. Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. You're a K-State fan. Make sure you subscribe to that. Our Tuesday episode's already up. Make sure you go check it out if you're a big-time K-State fan. I am a K-State grad / current alum. It's just the bottom line. Like I looked at the 400, my 400 splits. Outside of that second 400, which was a head-scratcher, how did I run that slow? Probably because of traffic, everybody hugging up the middle lane. Yep. Running slow. Yep, that cost me. Because I told my coach this on the debrief, right, the day after. If not for that I would have for sure would have been 455, maybe be better than that. Potentially, because of the way I was running. I ran everybody. It felt like I was passing. It felt like the whole Red Sea opened up. Literally on the outside. Nobody was on the outside. Between me and the other guy I was following. Because I stayed with him. Because everybody was glued to the middle. That's why I ran. I blame that second four on that. Because I got caught up in the traffic. And if y'all get up front, y'all better be running fast. Because if y'all ain't, fast ain't gonna run you down. I've always said it. Even back going way back in the heyday of high school. I know I'm showing age and all that, but you better not be near me towards the end of the race. I've always said that. You better not be close to me in the end. You're gonna get ran down. That's the confidence I got right now. And I think with the missing component I've had. Just come up here, and yeah, I've come up here and made my stand up here, and y'all gonna get reintroduced. Because despite the tendonitis, what I've been able to run fast, and maybe I need to stick to the hat. I don't know. I'm still going back and forth. But we'll talk about that another time, right? But it just that was awesome. That was fun. That was fun in the head. That was fun. That was fun to run like that, and then the look at the last 400. A huge difference to the Lawrence Irish Mile. That by comparing that, damn, and it was moving. That bull was moving. Oh yeah, it's moving because I stick to the outside, made a lot of move. I felt like I passed 500 runners, at least 500 runners. So, yeah, that was awesome there. And oh, by the way, I looked at the clock. It's like, oh, I gotta go. We're gonna be right at it again. I thought it was gonna be five flat again, but luckily the shoe's on our foot this time. We got right there. It don't matter 458. It don't matter. It was 2:00. It was not. It doesn't matter if you're marathon goal. You're trying to get 2:10. You're trying to get sub 4. It don't matter. You got it. We got sub 5, 4:59. I feel like I put a mile together. It's going to be epic. I don't like
using the confidence word, but I feel like I got it back.
Despite everything, away from work and all that, podcasts and whatnot, I've been able, you know, all right, even on Sunday, you know, all right, you know, let's see what we got here. I feel like we're going to be up in the mid, we're going to be up front, just hanging in there, despite, you know, a little pain here and there. Just do what you got to do, and we did what we got to do. We did what we needed to do. Got that sub 5 in ferocious fashion. I didn't feel a damn thing after that. I was like, yeah, man, we're walking around feeling good. Day after, still feeling good. Today, feeling good, smooth, no pain. Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I couldn't, honestly, sitting here on this Tuesday night, April 28th, 2026, couldn't ask, and yes, this, whoever it is, whoever I line up against, I know the players. I know the play is going to be. You know your competition. I have to put it my mindset like, hey, you know, if you're going to run that fast, you might as well say you can go out there and try to win this thing. Try to upset. Try to shock the world. Upset. I love being the underdog. You know, a lot of y'all, I ain't going to say again, I'm not calling no names out, but yeah, I feel like I've been counted out. And it feels good to be in the mix yet again. Be in the mix, whether that's Rocket Parkway 5K, these road miles, showing the speed. And now you're talking about, all right, I got a month more preparation. All right, it's time to get locked. We already locked in. Get locked in. Well, I haven't signed them yet. that is coming. That is coming. For sure. It's only limited spots anyway, so they're going to do the divide. We should be in the main heat again. And I don't know I've been this pumped up probably since the first year. I'm always excited for the, don't get me wrong, I'm always excited for the, but for whatever, I had some extra juice this year for whatever reason. Maybe because it's on a Saturday night. Maybe because of money. I don't know. All I know is I need to get in that mindset. All right, if you're going to run that fast, if you plan on running that fast anyways, give it your all, then you need to just say, look, you need to just go out there and say, hey, look, you're going to shock the world. I've always had that confidence. Even for the first time of doing this race, I've said it on this show before, and I'll say it again. I'll probably say it some more before it arrives, before June. I think it's June 6th. Okay, June 6th arrives. Saturday night, prime time, unlights, Rockhurst. Get ready, baby. I've always had a confidence like, hey, you can run with any of these guys. You can run with anybody. You put the time in, and now you have literally a month away.
the hips is what it is. At this point, you gotta have to go out there. The adrenaline's gonna take over. We beat big names here in KNC. We beat the big names. We beat the bigger names in the running community. Mm-hmm. So why not do it that night too? Yep. So, I could not, that right there. I could not, after that, I could not be, that told me, look, that, looking at that 400, that last 400 lap, I'm like, ooh, boy. That just makes me like, all right, if I put this thing together, big things could happen on June 6th. We'll see, I've seen, but you're truly fired up. Fast Eddie, EG3, the host of this podcast, fired up. We ready to move, and we're ready to work harder some more. We're ready to continue to get motivated because we're seeing historic performances, sub twos go down in the marathon, whatnot. I'm seeing friends go sub 3:10, sub fours, sub threes, attempts for sub 240s, whatever it is. You got to get motivated. You got to stay motivated, right? So we'll see what happens. Obviously, the countdown to KC Metro Mile is on, baby, after a ferocious, hella second half of that mile. I couldn't be fired up to get back on the track. You're in my world, baby. Let's go, y'all. The EHE3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. We are free and available weekly. I'm fired up. I'm gonna go. we're not running. I'm done running for the night. I'm done running for the day. We're done. I'm done. I'm done. We're gonna go chill out for a while. So again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite genre of podcast, the EHE3 podcast. Another road mile down now. Yeah, it's game on, baby. It is game on. I feel like I've not ran my best mile. Still haven't ran my best mile. Even yes, on the track, it's faster on the road. For a little bit. So it's all about getting that mindset ready. And hey, we'll just see what happens, and we'll be along with y'all every step of the way. Once I sign up for that fall race, we'll talk about it here on this show for sure. So I still don't know what that's going to be. So there's that. My coach is going to call here to call me. So I better wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it to the cross the finish line again on another edition of the EG3 podcast. Sub 5, baby, yet again on the road in Des Moines, Iowa. Grand Blue Mile, 4:59. We got it, baby. We got it done, baby. We got it done. And now we can look forward to the good stuff now, baby. We can get back to real mile running on the racetrack. Oh, come June. I cannot wait. I know I've been this pumped up. I don't know. Let's go, baby. Let's go. But thank you, everybody, for listening to another edition of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all again real soon. We out.